We're back here at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. John Schmoke with you for Giants.com. And we're joined by somebody you might remember that used to cover the Giants. Now he's big time for Fox Sports. That's Mike Garafolo. Mike, what's going on, pal?
Nobody bigger than you, my friend. Nobody bigger than you. How are you making up?
I'm doing well. A couple bald guys hanging out at the Combine. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm bald? I had no idea.
Yeah, neither did I. All right, Mike, let's talk about some of the stuff that happens at the Combine that people don't see on TV, the inside the NFL mechanics that go on here.
I can't tell you that. There's a reason that people don't see it. It's because it's behind the scenes, at the bars, working the bars kind of stuff. I don't do it. I just heard about it. I've never been to one of those establishments in my life. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I mean, look, I flew in Saturday. I got here late. I'm going to be staying through Tuesday. And I came in, and that's right where I went, because that's where you're going to get all your information there. That's where everybody's kind of away from the interview sessions here. You're able to speak freely, and that's where the information starts flowing. Now, I will say this. A couple of years ago, when free agency used to follow the combine, a lot more information was flowing as to what was going to happen and what was going down and what was already getting done. I mean, I remember the year the Redskins signed Albert Haynesworth. That got done here. It doesn't get done here anymore. So here, just a lot of hypothetical, you know, loose feeling for what your client, if you're an agent, what your client's going to get, and if you're a team, who's going to be available and who's going to hit the market. But that stuff happens, you know, away from Lucas Oil Stadium here, and there's a lot of information still flowing.
Now, what does happen, though, teams can talk to the agents from their own players up until free agency, and the Giants do have a lot of guys that they're going to try to take care of this offseason.
We can start with Justin Tuck, who I think a lot of people think is going to hit the market or at least get that chance during that three-day window to see what he's worth. You know, I think it's going to get done. I mean, I think he sticks. I think he means a lot to the organization, and not just from an X's and O's standpoint. He's been a leader for that team. And last year, I know he got his sacks in bunches. And see, that's going to be the argument now. The Giants are going to say, okay, well, if we're going to put a price on this, well, you got your sacks in bunches.
And I think he got five against the Redskins alone.
And you know, Tuck's going to say, well, I don't care. I got them.
They still count.
They still count, and I proved that I could stay healthy, which was another thing. But I don't think he's shooting for the moon here, to be honest with you. And I think that one's going to get done. Then you've got, you know, Terrell Thomas. You've got John Beeson. We've got a bunch of other guys. I think
Linval Joseph, another big one.
Linval Joseph is a huge one. Linval Joseph's looking for some big money, by the way. I don't know if he's going to get it. I'm sure he thinks he's going to get it. But we'll see. You know, it's the kind of stuff that happens at the bar. Come see me later. Anyway, you know, I think he's an important guy. I think he'll stick. I think a lot of these guys are going to wind up sticking. I just don't know that the Giants right now are willing to pay top dollar. They want these guys to say, all right, well, let's get up closer to free agency. But again, I think Justin Tuck gets done. I think Terrell Thomas sticks too.
The big one I want to ask you about is Beeson. Do you think there's a chance that gets done before free agency, or is he going to try to test that market first?
Well, that one could linger in the free agency. Now, he's, as of right now, he's representing himself, which I thought was very interesting. He fired his agent recently, and he's going to represent himself in negotiations. So that makes that a bit of a wild card. I don't know how John Beeson operates. I can say, you know, look, I know how Drew Rosenhaus has gotten stuff done before, but Rosenhaus is not his agent anymore. And John Beeson, as an agent for himself, you know, that's going to be an interesting situation to watch.
Well, Mike, I should ask you, we're here at the Combine, Giants at number 12. What are you thinking?
I think they go offensive line. You know, you've heard all the names. I think that makes a lot of sense just because they need a lot of help in a lot of places. You know, with the retirement of David Deal and what's going to happen with David Boss, and can he stay healthy, and, you know, Kevin Booth and all these guys. I mean, look, the Giants do love flexibility on the offensive line. They love guys that can play inside and outside and left and right and all this stuff. So that's why I don't necessarily, they need a left tackle or they need a right tackle. They can get a guy that they can play in a bunch of different spots, and I think there'll be multiple options there. And again, like you said, it's going to have to depend on what happens in free agency. And I know that a lot of people say Giants draft best available, and I was one of those guys for a number of years. But I think we've seen where need kind of comes tailored in the last couple of years. So I wouldn't necessarily look at that and say a best player available. I think they need offensive line. There are some offensive line options here early in this draft. I could definitely see them doing that.
Mike, thanks a lot.
You got it, pal.
And if you want more Mike Garafolo, Fox Sports 1, foxsports.com.
Or at the bar later.
That's where you're going to find the most of the time. For Mike Garafolo, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.